Well, hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Pastor Helen Couples from Grace Generation Church in Banbridge, Northern Ireland. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more. So join me, Jackie, on this week's Woman to Woman. Helen Couples, thank you so much for joining us today on Woman to Woman. We're chatting about fear. You know, that word fear even grips me saying it. Before I knew the Lord, I used to think, oh, I had so much fear. But Jesus sets us free from fear. I heard another pastor say, false evidence appearing real. We make things big in our head.
I love that. Yeah.
Really, really, 99% of the time, the fear that we fear doesn't even happen. Helen Couples, tell us about that.
Absolutely true. And I think fear is something that I would have struggled with in my life too. You know, I have found Psalm 46 to be an incredibly comforting psalm to read and to look at, just even now when I would feel fear rise up. And I think, you know, it's powerful to look at because just as I reflect a bit and share a bit about that psalm, you know, God is on our side. And the question I sort of asked myself as I went through this is, but do I believe that? Do I believe that? Mm. You know, it's a powerful place to find refuge. I love saying this, you know, God, you know, he's a safe place to land. He's a safe place for me to go to run into that strong tower to be in. He's a proven help in times of trouble, and he's more than enough and always available. And I need not fear then. I sort of, you know, he is the God of the angel army. He's the God of Jacob, and he fights for me. And I think when you think of it personally, if you personalize it, he fights for me. You know, he fights for us. And he wants us to surrender our anxieties. He wants us to relax and to let go and to trust him. And just recently, you know, I had a situation that happened in my life and I really felt I had a choice. You know, was I going to give into the fear and what would happen, or would I surrender it? And I truly did surrender it and let it go to the Lord. And I felt such a peace come over me that I couldn't believe it. And it really stayed with me. And it all had come out of when I had been reading this psalm. And I thought, I've really surrendered that to the Lord and trusting him. Because sometimes when I rest, he works. When I let him, then he can do things that I could never do. But we try and fix it ourselves. We want to be in control. I think it comes down to that sometimes. When we're fearful, we want to control everything. And surrender is us letting go and trusting God.
Yes.
And it's being silent and to stop my striving. You know, because when I strive, it's all me. And yet he says his yoke is easy and his burden's light. And so when I let him be God, I can let go of fear and trust him. And I suppose that you have to then ask yourself, as I did, you know, do I really believe it? Do I really trust him? Do I believe the God of the angel armies is on my side?
Mm, absolutely.
You know, the God of Jacob fights for me. Do I believe that today?
Yes. And, you know, it really can grip you, and especially coming out of, especially living in uncertain times, but also coming out of COVID, which was such a huge fear for so many. It gripped so many. And I suppose it doesn't help watching the news channels.
No.
A lot of fear. We really did. I mean, my own, my mother passed away the first week of COVID, and her two sisters never left their house there, and they're still gripped with that fear. And I think, wow, so many in their late 70s, 80s, you know, even younger people gripped with fear that this could come back, and that they, the trauma that they could have lost each other, you know.
It's very paralyzing, isn't it? The trauma of it, I think.
But
I think
God talks a lot about, you know, casting out fear, perfect love.
Absolutely, casting our cares. And I think sometimes, you know, I've said before that sometimes I might have to cast something continually through a day, but every time I'm bringing God back into my circumstance, even when I cast it. So when I think, oh, I'm taking it back again, no, Lord, I'm stopping and I'm giving it back to you. That makes me then aware that he's there and he's with me and I'm not trying to go off my mind. So even if I have to keep doing it, I'm still bringing it back to him. Mm. And I think there's something about that for us, that we're recognizing God in our circumstance and situation. You know, it's a bit like he wants us to live dependent on him and trusting him and being in relationship with him. And again, David was very much like that in the Psalms. He kept casting things to the Lord. He gave God his burdens and his troubles and his trials. You know, I think as followers of Jesus, you know, we're carriers of hope, and we are that place where God dwells now. We are where God's river flows. It flows through each of us. And so, you know, I believe today God calls us as his church, as that city on a hill, to reflect his glory and to bring life to a world that is hopeless and is fearful. And are we doing that? And that's really the question. Am I reflecting his hope and his glory? Can I offer that to a world that is fearful? What am I offering them? You know, are we that light that shines on a hill as a community of believers, you know, giving hope and giving a refuge for people? Because it comes back to, you know, Psalm 46 is clear and it is beautifully written. I am required to surrender, to relax, to let go, and not yielding to the troubles of this world. But I'm a citizen of the kingdom of hope. Right. And you know, man's politics and the world values or fears aren't ours, because we live from a kingdom perspective. Mm. And I think that sort of brings you back into right thinking. It's to stop striving to relax and to let go, and do not fear, but to live from a place of truth and from the reality of being a follower of Jesus. Because the world is an uproar all around us, and the world's kingdoms all like that. And yet God's kingdom is a kingdom that will never be shaken.
We fear a lot about the future too, what could, will happen. We fear about the past and what did happen. And, you know, a lot of people live in that past of fear gripping them of what they could have or should have or did do, or, you know, fear of exposure, fear of, you know, the consequences of all of the decisions that were made. But yes, we live in that fear of the future and what will happen. And he talks about, you know, fear not, for I am with you. So in that, he's with us in the future. Like, he's the only one that really knows the future.
He is, absolutely. And then it comes back to, how do we know him? So I probably always make it personal for myself. You know, I can read and I can get all the information of the Bible, but unless I actually put it into practice, it just stays being information in my life. Mm. So if I truly believe something, then I have to act on what I believe or what I know to be true. Mm. And I mean, God's word's truth. Do I believe it's truth? Do I believe, you know, he'll do it for you, but he wouldn't do it for me? Mm. Where, you know, because often people say that and talk like that, and yet he has no favorites. He is all our fathers, and his arms are open wide to all of us, to the prodigal son as much as to the son that stayed at home. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think for the son that stayed at home, it must have been in some ways harder, but yet the father was saying, you're both my sons. Mm-hmm. You know, he loves us all equally. And I think when we realize who we are in him, it helps us to trust him, mm-hmm. and to trust our fears. And I don't think it's that we don't acknowledge that we feel fear. I think it's that we bring it to God and surrender the fears or the troubles or the trials we're going through. Mm. And again, I think when you look at the Bible, that's what you see right the way through it. It's funny, we've been talking about this just in church. When you look at the 12 spies going into the promised land, you know, 10 came back with, they saw fear, or 2 saw promise and hope.
So it's what we see. Absolutely.
You know, or faith is looking at what may look one way, but our faith sees God in our circumstances. Like David, when he saw Goliath, he didn't see how big his giant was. He saw how much bigger his God was. How big is my God today? How big is your God today? I think that brings us back into how we see it all.
Yes. Whose eyes are we looking at? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. Helen Couples from Grace Generation Church.
Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.